In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Maxie Henderson, age 64, of Illinois, formerly of Greene County, died Sunday. He is survived by his wife, Winetta Burgess Henderson, one son and three daughters, all of Illinois, his mother, Lucille Judd Henderson of Greene County, three brothers, including James Henderson of Greene County. Funeral services for Maxie Henderson will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Hirsch Funeral Home in Madison, Illinois. For more information locally, contact the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg. Mrs. Wilma Catherine Cox, age 81, of Elkhorn, died Monday at Taylor Regional Hospital. She is survived by one son, Joe Cox of Campbellsville, four daughters and son-in-law, Charlotte Malone, Melinda Bishop of Campbellsville, Patricia Followell of Elkhorn, Sheila and Randy Gabehart of Niffley, one daughter-in-law, Kay Cox of Campbellsville, 18 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, five step-great-grandchildren, two great-great-grandchildren, and three step-great-great-grandchildren, two brothers and sisters-in-law, including Charles and Mildred Thompson of Campbellsville, three sisters and brothers-in-law, including Margie and Rodney Cox of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Wilma Catherine Cox will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Lyondwood Funeral Home with burial in the Jones Chapel Cemetery. Mrs. Margaret Mary Averett, age 92, of Lebanon, died Tuesday at the Village of Lebanon Nursing Center. She is survived by one son, James L. Averett, Sr. of Lebanon, two grandchildren, four great-grandchildren. Funeral mass for Margaret Mary Averett will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Augustine Catholic Church in Lebanon with burial in the church cemetery. The Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon is in charge of the arrangements. The family requests that expressions of sympathy take the form of contributions to the St. Augustine School Fund or to the charity of your choice. Mr. Walter Scott, age 96, of Campbellsville, died Wednesday. He is survived by six sons and six daughters, including Wilbur Scott, Renita Sissel, and Margaret Napier of Campbellsville, Rita Seaburn and Gary Stapleton of Elkhorn, and Daryl Scott of Breeding, several grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Walter Scott will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Caldwell Ridge Separate Baptist Church Cemetery with full military honors by the Marion County Veterans Honor Guard. Mrs. Carolyn Mattingly, age 68, of Loretta, died Monday at Springview Hospital. She is survived by her husband, Herbert Jiggs Mattingly, two daughters and their spouses, Elaine and Chuck Clark, Tammy and Joe David Mattingly, both of Loretta, three sons and their spouses, including Ronnie and Joyce Mattingly of Springfield, Ricky Mattingly of Loretta, one sister of Louisville, three brothers, all of Washington County, 15 grandchildren, four great-grandchildren. Funeral mass for Carolyn Mattingly will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church with burial in the St. Francis Cemetery. The Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta is in charge of the arrangements. The family requested expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the Arthritis Foundation Alliance. Mrs. Edith Lee Gunter, age 92, of Lebanon, died Tuesday at Springview Hospital. Survivors include two sons and their spouses, including Paul Sherman Gunter of Lebanon, two daughters and their spouses, including Jean and Buford Salee of Campbellsville, two sisters, both of Louisville, 11 grandchildren, 25 great-grandchildren, two great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Edith Lee Gunter will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon with burial in the Lebanon National Cemetery. Mr. Luke Richardson, age 88, of Lebanon, formerly of Campbellsville, died Tuesday in E-Town. He is survived by his wife, May Richardson, two daughters and one son, including Joanne Benningfield and husband Ronnie and Billy Richardson of Campbellsville, three brothers and one sister, Les Richardson, Earl Richardson, and Albert Richardson of Lebanon, Margaret Nelson of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Luke Richardson will be this afternoon at 3:30 at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Brockman Cemetery. The family requested expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to Gideon Bibles or the Taylor County Dialysis Center. Mrs. Marguerite Kessler, age 85, of Greensburg, died Wednesday at the Golden Living Center, Green Hill. Survivors include two daughters and sons-in-law, Linda and Tommy Van Arsdale of Greensburg, Becky and Ed Bell of Edmonton, three grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, three sisters and two brothers-in-law, including Edith Squires of Greensburg, Clydeen and Junior Bagby of Campbellsville, a brother and sister-in-law, Bill and Barbara Lyle of Greensburg. Funeral services for Marguerite Kessler will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Greasy Creek Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home. The family requested expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the Green Hill Relay for Life team or to Gideon Bibles. Thomas Lee Beckley, age 17, of Springfield, died Wednesday at Cosair Children's Hospital in Louisville. He is survived by his mother and stepfather, Rhonda and John Salee of Springfield, his father and stepmother, Bronson and Nikki Pierce of Campbellsville, two brothers, Nick Beckley and Sean Stubbs, both of Springfield, one sister, Chelsea Pierce of Campbellsville, one stepbrother, Charlie Miller of Campbellsville, maternal grandparents, Donna and Donnie Dishman of Campbellsville, maternal grandfather, Ron Beckley of Greensburg, maternal step-grandmother, Eva Marie Salee of Lebanon, paternal grandparents, David and Donna Pierce of Campbellsville, paternal great-grandfather Ben Noah of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Thomas Lee Beckley will be Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Carey & Son Funeral Home in Springfield, with burial in the Bethlehem Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Carey & Son Funeral Home. Mrs. Delia Landis Paxton, age 83, of Greensburg, died Wednesday. Survivors include her husband, Walker Lewis Paxton, one daughter, Diane Paxton Martin of Greensburg, three sisters, including Alois Landrum of Greensburg, three grandsons, four great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Delia Landis Paxton will be Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Ebenezer Presbyterian Church, with burial in the Ebenezer Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4:30 this afternoon at the Coward and Paired Funeral Home in Greensburg, and after 10 a.m. Saturday at the Ebenezer Presbyterian Church. The family requests that expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the Ebenezer Presbyterian Church. Mr. Wilby Davis, age 81, of Greensburg, died Thursday at his residence. He is survived by his wife, Ruth Noreen Kidd Davis, one daughter and son-in-law of Lexington, two sons and daughters-in-law, Leon and Jenny Lou Davis, and Raymond and Patrice Davis, all of Greene County, eight grandchildren, four step-grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, and five step-great-grandchildren. Funeral arrangements for Wilby Davis are incomplete and will be announced later by the Coward and Paired Funeral Home in Greensburg. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.